I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. In the 1970s, before we had DNA testing, before 23andMe was popular, Dr. Abraham asked a question to the Tzitz Eliezer about using blood tests to determine paternity. This is a halacha that's relevant to many areas, in terms of child support, in terms of mamzerus, in terms of Yerusha, in terms of Avelus. There are many areas of halacha which it's important to know whether someone is his father or not. So Dr. Abraham asked the Tzitz Eliezer whether halacha recognizes blood tests to preclude whether someone's a father. At that time, they didn't have blood testing that would be able to prove that someone was a father, but rather say that someone wasn't a father. And the question was whether that would be acceptable in halacha. And Tzitz Eliezer responded in Chelek Yud Gimel Siman Kuf Dalet, based on the Gemara in today's Daf Nidah Daf Lamed Aleph, that such blood testing would not be acceptable in halacha in order to determine whether someone was not a father or not. Which Gemara was he coming from? The Gemara says, there are three partners in the creation of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Avi V'Ima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and one's father and one's mother. And the Gemara continues and explains that the father provides the white parts of the body, the bones, the brain, while the mother provides the red parts of the body. And since he has understood that the blood, based on this Gemara, was coming from the mother, and therefore it would be impossible for using the scientific test of paternity testing, using the blood in order to determine who the father is, if the Gemara says the blood comes from the mother. Although there were other poskim that agreed with the Tzak of the Tzitz Eliezer, like Dvar Yehoshua, Rishua Ehrenberg, the majority of poskim rejected this opinion. And there are three basic approaches in how they dealt with this Gemara. Rav Herzog wrote a letter in which he explained that we paskin halacha based on the science of our times. And therefore, since our science has concluded that this would be a valid test, we'd be able to use it in order to determine paternity. In fact, this would open up a whole can of worms about the relationship between Torah and science. However, there's another approach, more simply, to argue that this Gemara was an agadat Gemara. This Gemara was never meant to teach us any halachos, was never meant to be used within the halachic, the legal discussion. And therefore, we're able to try to understand this Gemara based on Remez, based on Sod, and some deeper understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't meant to be taken literally at face value. Then there's a third approach, also in a similar line of reasoning, that although the Gemara is telling us that the red comes from the mother, perhaps it's referring to just the color of the blood, it's referring to the color of the flesh. Are those parts of the blood that we would use for the paternity testing perhaps does in fact come from the father? And we would be able to use the blood, even though the Gemara says that the red comes from the mother, the blood could still be used as it for paternity testing.